This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, how's the COVID situation in our part of the world today?
Well, the Attorney General, Health Minister and Chief Health Officer have met just moments ago to give some more good news for Queensland overnight. There have just been two new cases confirmed of COVID-19, and what we know is that both of them have been acquired from overseas. Now, they're currently in quarantine. They didn't give specifics as to their location. We're expected to get that later today. But what we know is that with adjustments to previous numbers, that brings the state total to 1,026. Now, we know 34 of those are in Cairns and the Hinterland region. With the more detailed information, we know that 28 of those are recovered cases and 6 remain active, with the additional case that was added currently under investigation. Now, what the three members have discussed this morning is that in order to lift restrictions, some further amendments have been put across Queensland, one of them being increased testing. They came out and said that in Brisbane, Gold Coast and Cairns, there would be an increase of testing for anyone who had flu-like symptoms. That's now been increased to the whole state. So anyone that is in the state that is showing flu-like symptoms can now be tested, which is great news. They've also announced an additional 500 public servants are being trained in contact tracing, and that will just be there so if they're called upon, they can help with those efforts. They've also said that there's going to be a stronger rapid response team in place to ensure that they're thinking strategically about when they can lift restrictions so another outbreak doesn't happen once they're lifted.
That's good, isn't it? Some training in tracing. We never thought we'd hear those words.
Absolutely not. But yeah, it's all good news on that front. And it's, I guess, positive to know that the curve is flattening.
Yes, positive things when cases are negative, if you'll put it that way. But anyway, that's the COVID situation. What other news have you got around the traps?
Yeah, Paul, a major search mission is currently underway for a man who was reported missing on April 11. Now, Daniel William Tawaki was last seen at an address in Parramatta Park in Cairns on April 6. His white Toyota Camry was found in Fishery Falls 2 days later. So SES crews and police are conducting a grid search of the nearby cane fields and bushland today. Police hold grave fears for his welfare as he's often quite active on social media, and that's been quite slow as of late. He hasn't been on and posting. So they're using drones and they're conducting those searches for the next few days. So hopefully we have some good news on that.
Now, where they're looking for him, is that sort of between Cairns and Innisfail? Are we looking at that sort of area?
Yeah, so where his car was located was actually 2 kilometres north of Fishery Falls. So in between Cairns and Innisfail, it's on the Bruce Highway, so there's bushland and cane fields around that area. So they're not leaving any stone unturned. They're just searching around that area in hopes of finding him.
What about a description? Have we got that at all?
Yes, so he's of Pacific Islander appearance, approximately 175 centimetres tall, with a slim build and greying hair.
Okay, thank you, Dana, for all of that. And that's coming up on 9 News Far North at
6 p.m.
Absolutely. Talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Paul.